Hello, welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host tonight, Kiana the Artist. I am so happy you guys logged in tonight. You have a great show tonight. I am so happy for you to be here tonight for our guest that's coming from a little place, I call it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Journey Artists Around the World. So, the Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content, promote their crafts by showing their artistic talents, abilities, gifts, and powers. The platform is also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear and learn and get inspired. Through this program, you are able to open your mind to share and listen. It's also important for us to state the creativities who have overcome different struggles such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disability, and highly recommend to come forth and share their life stories. So thank you everyone. And our guest is tonight is Casey Morrow. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. And
Thank
thank you for
you.
this opportunity.
You're fantastic. Can you tell little people where you're from?
So I'm from Scotland, which is in the United Kingdom.
Oh, nice. And how is it over there?
At the moment, the weather's been kind of on and off, raining, sunny.
Wow. Interesting. All right. And can you please tell us about your journey as an artist and a poet and how your life been as an artist?
So my journey started essentially when I was 19, but I have had periods in my life where I've done poetry and done stories. When I was 4, I wrote my first poem. It was about candy, And when I was 10, I wrote a short story. I actually got picked to be in a children's book, and it was about this boy. He ate too many burgers, and he actually turned into this, kind of rabid, delirious monster who would start hurting people. So that got published. And then when I was 11, I started writing three books about this character. And then the computer crashed and lost them all. So I stopped writing at that point because I felt really disheartened. And then I didn't come back to writing until I was 19 because I'd been to college for a while. I left. Wasn't really my thing, and I just had this calling because I'd had a few careers beforehand, and so writing just seemed to be the thing that kept popping up for me. So I started writing. Had a few mishaps in the beginning. I wrote a book, total mess. I thought it was great at the time, but it wasn't. So that was a bit of a disaster, but I learned from that. That you have to proofread a million times over, not twice, and think through it. And then
Interesting.
basically, and so when I was 20, 21, just submitting work, working on novels, and the same thing. It was only really when I got to like 22, 23, and now currently 24, that I started to get published in various places and started to get on different platforms and really start to develop my own voice and be stronger in what I do as an author. So that's kind of how I've been led to being an author, just through circumstances and different career choices.
Nice. And what would you say of your accomplishment that you are proud of? Like you say, you're publishing your books and anything. So, what is your accomplishment?
I would say my accomplishments right now was being a writer for Fevers in the Mind. I was one of their contributing writers for the last several months, and that was a really fun position. Getting published in various magazines. I was published this month in the Green Ink Press, so that was really cool to see my work in a magazine. And really just the positive impact that I've managed to make. I did a poem on miscarriage, and that really touched a lot of women who had went through that. So it was good that I could give them some kind of comfort through my work. You know, that's the whole purpose of what I do, is trying to create more good. So
that's a good thing. Very talented and creative. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far? And what's your enable for you to overcome as your struggles?
I think a lot of my struggles have been partly personal and partly professional. I think on a personal level, you know, my main struggle was believing that I, A, deserved a platform at all, and B, you know, my own talent and my own creativity, and not feeling like, you know, I don't deserve my own gift. And also not like letting it consume my whole life, like having a balance between me being creative and me having a life outside of being creative. Because I think it's important for a balance, and for a while I didn't have a balance. I just made it all about my work. I'm like, no, I have to be all or nothing. And so that wasn't great. And so I had to overcome that. And professionally, I've had to overcome really just different barriers, you know. I've had some instances where, you know, I've dealt with people and they say one thing but do another, and that's been really frustrating. I had a company that I dealt with, and, you know, they were a great company, but the kind of attitude there on certain things didn't match my personal attitude on certain things, and so it didn't work. So that was frustrating. And then just kind of, like I said before, trying to get published and things, you know, getting a lot of rejection and a lot of things like that. Like when I started getting rejections, when I started doing this, I would cry because I wasn't used to that level of rejection.
Yes.
You know? And it felt personal because it was my work. It felt more personal. And so I had to learn to let go of that, kind of taking it all personally.
Yes.
And realizing that they don't know me. They're looking at my work and seeing if it fits with their idea.
So, wow. You know, interesting.
So that's been my kind of struggle generally.
Okay. And what would you be able to give advice to other poets that's facing the same similar challenges that you have managed to overcome?
I would say definitely have tough skin. You know, don't take things personally. Check out the people you're applying to make sure that your work does fit with them, to at least increase your chances of being published. Also, just, you know, be careful of anyone offering promises that are way too great, you know, because in the beginning, you won't get a huge contract in the beginning. That doesn't generally tend to happen with authors and poets. So be careful of companies saying, we're going to do this and we're going to give you that, because a lot of the time it is false. So be careful of that. Don't fall into, you know, the kind of vanity, you know, publishing that can happen. You know, because there have been authors that have been ripped off because of that. So be careful of that, and also just be honest in your work, you know, and just believe in your work and work on it, you know, study it. It's like anything else, you gotta study it, understand it, go with what flows for you, and just don't put too much pressure on yourself, you know. So that's my advice, just do your best. Rejection isn't personal, and you know, you have to be very realistic when it comes to this kind of career, because you're not going to get accolades straight away. You're not going to get money straight away. you know, you're not going to get these things straight away. So you have to enter this because you love it and for no other reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Interesting. And thank you for that. Remember, everyone, our artist for tonight. So, do you have a piece for us for tonight?
Yes, I do, actually. I got quite creative over the weekend. I've been going through a lot emotionally, mm-hmm. and I was really stressed out. So I had done quite a few poems. I'd done one about happiness because happiness is often subjective. You know, we all look at happiness as having material goods, and yes. I always believe happiness has to come with your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, it can't come from anything else, otherwise it won't be maintained. So,
all right.
Happiness, this is my poem.
All right, here we go.
Smiling for the first time in years, her heart became sunshine as the dead flowers in her garden grew. She turned over a new leaf as she played in them, specks like rainbows flying to the air. Her blizzard has melted away. Her positive energy is radiating because she changed the way she thinks, sees the good in everything, and happiness blossoms from her emerald eyes like trees in the spring. So that's my poem.
Thank you. We're so happy for that creativity. I love that poem. It's very unique and different. So keep writing, keep being that creative person in everything that you want to be. And also, we want to know, as a poet, what is it like to be on my platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
Well, first of all, I'm extremely grateful. And second of all, it's amazing to have platforms like this nowadays that we can perform on, that we can converse on, and really spread two things, spread creativity, but also spread positivity as well.
Thank you. It's so good for that. We got to continue to spread the positivity, continue to be you, stay creative. So I know you have another poem for us.
Yes, I do. Like I said before, I've written quite a few poems lately. So I wrote this one in honor of people who are blind, because I have people in my family who have sight issues, and I feel like it's something that isn't done much in poetry, like these kind of topics. So I like to do various topics, you know, to reflect the different kinds of people we have in the world. So yeah, it's called A World of Blurred People. Not seeing clearly, if at all. Your eyes are like purple crystal balls. Beautiful, but blind to the outside world. Things like flowers and trees look like blobs of reds and greens. Never have your eyes gazed upon a starry night sky or seen the love on your friend's face as they greet you each day. You hear their voice, but never see their face. Never can you understand why you were made this way. But you have lived, and even without one of your senses, you aren't bitter about it. Because the world may look like a melted oil painting, but that doesn't mean you can't see the good in it. It just makes what you see and how you see a little different. Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. When you hear those words, you gotta stay creative, you gotta stay positive. We love these poems. And thank you, audience, for listening to her. You know, continue to stay positive, stay creative in this moment. If you was able to offer advice to the next generation poets who wish to become a poet, what would it be? What steps would you recommend them to take?
My advice would be, first of all, this has to be something, like I said before, that you love wholeheartedly, because you're going to go through a lot being in this industry, and you have to really prepare yourself for that, you know, mentally and physically. So if there's anything else you love, and it could be anything, do that if you love it more than poetry, because poetry and writing in general can be very difficult. So that's my first spec of advice. My other spec of advice would be, don't give up. It can take years, it can even take decades before you get a breakout or a bestseller or any kind of recognition. But it's about the people that see it and are affected positively by it. It's not about the success, you know, and that's what you have to remember. It's about what good can I do with my gift, ultimately. That's what it comes down to. And also, my advice is that don't get lost in this image of being an author. Don't get lost in the stories or the characters. Remember who you are and stay with who you are. Even when you get success, remember that success is very temporary. You know, it's about the good that you do in that time and the people that you affect, ultimately, in the positive way that matters the most. And just read up on your material, study your material, you know, make sure that you know every orifice of poetry, of the genre you're doing, so that when you set your mind to be the best, you've got all the tools possible to be the best. So, you know, and read old literature as well. Don't be afraid to read older works, works that are less known, you know, because that will help you build a better profile of the industry in general and also each genre. So that's my advice.
Nice. Interesting. And thank you for that advice for not just new poets, but older poets and more. We appreciate you giving us that advice. So we know that you have another poem for us, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I've always got a poem in that pocket somewhere. So this one is called Time is a Weight. And this was inspired by an incident I had the other day where I'd overslept and I missed a meeting and I felt really frustrated and I felt like I never had time. So this is in honor of that. We're all shackled by it, trying to do the most in a day, whilst each grain of sand keeps falling, trying to land on your feet when the distance gets higher and wider. It's hard to breathe. When you're falling under the water, everything is clear, but it's blurry. Each tick of the clock creates an eerie feeling. Is it ever enough? To just keep your balance. Each arm of the clock changes, and you're feeling that this is an endless game. One where you only have 3 minutes and two cards in your deck. Until there is only one speck left in your life. It falls, and then you're out of time. Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, love that one. Once again, stay creative, continue to write, continue to build, continue to be you. You know, as a poet, you're just being you. So, do you have one more last poem for us?
Yes, I do. I have a final poem for you. And basically, I like to write about different things. And I like to write about honest topics as well. And just things that are personal to me. Things that are kind of going on in the world, you know. But then there are things that I like to do that are less heavy. And yeah, so I've got one here that's quite relaxed and quite chill. So it's called Sweetbreads. Vibing in a cafe in Seoul, trying to get a connection on my phone. Sipping on an iced Americano, brown liquid floating like a caffeinated lake in Iceland. The waitress puts down my white plate with a clank. On it are aesthetic sweetbreads, chocolate, cream cheese, and raspberry. Mmm. Such indulgences make me feel lucky as I ponder about which I'm going to eat. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so happy for that last poem. And once again, everybody, KJ Morrow. So, as an ending, can you tell us, from generation to generation, what other thing can you give us as a generation from generation?
I would say always retain your morals, no matter what you're doing in life. Always maintain your dignity. You know, never let anything, any outside force, rob you of your dignity or who you are. And just remember that this is a journey. This is not a stop. This is a lifetime journey, and no matter what comes along in that journey, you know, as long as you have a positive attitude and as long as you keep trying and you keep working hard, you will get there, wherever there looks like. So never give up, never give in, and never lose who you are, because that's what will hold you no matter what you do in life.
Thank you. We're so happy for you to be on this podcast and joining us all the way from Scotland, another country. And also, where can everybody find your work, your everything that you put out there?
So I put my work on prose.com. It's a website. It's kind of like social media, but for poets, except we just post poems on there. So you can find me on there. It's KG Monroe. And I've currently posted about 350 poems on there. So it's a lot of material for people to read.
Nice. Interesting.
But thank you for having me on here. And thank you for being such a gracious and kind host. I really appreciate it.
Yes, so you can find all her work out there. Ria is so happy. So please go look her up, KG Monroe, all the way from Scotland. Once again, thank you for coming onto my podcast. Thank you for being here. So thank you once again, everyone that's listening to my podcast, wherever you are, morning, afternoon, and evening. Thank you for all my listeners. We can do this again on Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday's nights. Again, thank you for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. God bless.
Bye. Have a great evening. Bye.
God bless you. Have a great evening.